couple was big news, and news that came as a surprise to some, that Viva has another dealership in Las Cruces.
That's right. The Toyota dealership in Las Cruces has changed its ownership from Viscovo to Viva and Fiesta Auto Group. They'll be joining the company's numerous dealerships in Las Cruces, El Paso, Albuquerque, and Santa Fe. The new signage has already gone up. The deal is done, and it has been renamed Viva Toyota. Jamie Dick is going to be serving as dealer principal, but George Viscovo is remaining with the company as general manager. And they told us that business is going to continue as usual during that operational transition.
It's interesting to look back on the last year in the auto world, because it seemed to be a tough year for automakers, even just getting cars on the lot. So it'll be interesting to see how things progress from here.
Absolutely.
And once you get into your new vehicle and drive down the highway, you'll be, well, we're never glad to see the highway while it's being worked on, but it certainly is nice after the fact, right?
After,
and we have
done.
Hundreds of millions of dollars allocated in pandemic relief spending by the New Mexico Senate.
That's right, Casey. The New Mexico State Senate okayed about $478 million in pandemic relief. A lot of that is going to highways. About $133 million of it will be spent on internet projects, improving rural internet, including alternative broadband, like using emerging technologies like wireless towers and blimps and new satellite internet networks. And of course, this comes after kind of a little bit of a fight between the legislature and the governor over whose right it was to allocate those funds. So it's good to see some movement on this front now.
And it doesn't look like there's a huge diversion in the ideas that the governor had versus what the legislature has in mind.
That's correct. There does seem to be some consensus.
Yeah. And when you're driving to your destination, you get through all that road work, you're tired, you just want to check into your hotel, have it go smoothly, and go in and plop down on a nice comfy bed. And you can do that in Las Cruces, and some NMSU students are making headlines for their work in the industry.
That's right. One of the top-rated Marriott hotels in the nation sits on the campus of NMSU. And really, it's kind of turned into a career launching ground for lots of NMSU graduates and students. 3 years after opening, the Courtyard by Marriott Las Cruces at NMSU has become the number one Courtyard property in the state and now ranks among the top 1% of all Courtyard locations in the United States, according to guest service scores that were tabulated by Marriott. And Amy Miller, who's the general manager there, says that a lot of the hotel's success is because of her dedicated staff of 60, which at any given time usually includes 10 or so current or former NMSU students.
And speaking of career launching ground, that's how we think of community colleges around the country. And on Friday's Voice of the Public, it was the topic of our program. And congrats today to a former DACC dean.
That's right. Sandra Castillo, who retired from DACC at the end of 2020, has been inducted into the Association for Career and Technical Education Hall of Fame nationally. The organization inducted only 5 career and technical education professionals across the country. She also recently got the Lifetime Achievement Award for the state of New Mexico and won the equivalent award at the regional level of ACTE. During her time at DACC, she oversaw 17 career and technical education degree programs and was really kind of instrumental in redesigning the dual credit program, which kind of connects course pathways to certificate and degree opportunities for high school students.
All right. Where do we find these stories, Damian?
Always online at lcsun-news.com.
Thanks for the update, Damian. Have a great week.
You too, Casey.